Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. And the Team 980, our pal Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us at 8 as we talk NFL free agency. There are going to be a series of NFL moves coming up here in the next couple days. We've talked about some that have already happened over the weekend. Baker Mayfield signs a 3-year deal. He will stay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Russell Wilson will now be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They only have to pay him $1.2 million. So bargain
Denver
to add
pays 38.
Russell Wilson to the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm so bitter when they're stroking that check.
Yeah.
One of the top wide receivers that could have been out there was Kendrick Bourne. He will stay with the Patriots 3 years, $33 million. Ravens locked up. I don't know how to pronounce his last name there.
Madubuike?
Yeah.
Justin Madubuike.
They lock him up.
They gave him, what, they gave him $90 million?
It's like close to $100 million.
I think it was $98 million.
That's
So
second highest paid defensive tackle.
There have been a bunch of moves. There are also guys who are being let go, like your 49ers apparently plan to release
Armstead. Well, I mean, they're in cap hell with him, and he was going to count like $30 million against the cap this year.
So we're talking, though, about the Commanders and what you want them to do in NFL free agency. You've got the draft. And they like where they are in the draft because they not only have the number 2 pick, but they have a bunch of picks in the top 100. And so they will start to stock the roster with young guys. But they can also stock the roster via free agency where they have a ton of cap room. What do you want them to start with? 800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Mo in Largo. I haven't heard from Mo in a while. Hey, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Good morning, Mo.
So I'd say first off, I'd address the wide receiver position with acquisition of Calvin Ridley. Then I would go to center. I like the dude Andre Jones from the Raiders. And then I'd also look at acquiring a right tackle, maybe Onwenu, the dude from New England. And then I would look at trying to draft a left tackle. So, I mean, if we could possibly hit on those acquisitions, you're coming back with a legitimate one or one slash or 1A slash 1B with him and McLaurin. You've got a totally addressed offensive line. You've spent some money, but not over the top. I mean, I'd like, and honestly, I mean, I don't see why you can't allocate some funds for a veteran running back.
I mean, you've got a bunch of wants.
Who do you like? Who's your veteran RB that you like, Mo?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I like Saquon. It's not going to cost you that much money. I mean, granted, I don't know if we'd be able to. I know we're not going to, but you ask who would I try to get? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to get Saquon. I mean, if he's available,
yeah, I mean, he's explosive.
Dude, he's going to be expensive.
I just see him going to a team that's got a legitimate chance.
How much do you think he'll cost?
I don't know.
$10 million a season.
Yeah.
Around there.
I think he'll be expensive.
Okay, so for 2 years, would he not be worth it?
Possibly. I think possibly if you could stay healthy, sure.
I think Barkley's awesome.
Yeah.
But I just don't I don't think he's high on their list.
I think that that makes the development of your rookie quarterback that much easier when you can lean on an explosive running back. And for 2 years, when you're not really spending that much money at the quarterback position anyway, and not to mention, he's not just a running back, he's a receiver as well. So you're getting double the value there.
I like it, Mo. I'll tell you what, the one
Thank
thing
you,
we
buddy.
Haven't discussed
Thank
all,
Thanks, Mo.
We haven't discussed at all, it just strikes me they never have good linebacking.
Right.
They don't have good linebackers here. So I might prioritize Patrick Queen and go for it. That's the rumors about that.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time they had a stud linebacker?
London Fletcher.
It's probably right.
Yeah, might not be far off. And maybe they feel like they can mold Jamin Davis into that guy.
Maybe
Dan Quinn thinks that.
I'm hoping.
But why not have
Peters might think that.
Why not have Patrick Queen and you know, like I'm looking at the top free agent linebackers available. Two of them are Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. So Levante David, he's 34, a little bit older.
I don't want him.
And then also available is Devin White. He's just 26. But
he's a beast, isn't he?
Both of those guys are really good.
I don't want that 34-year-old guy.
What about Frankie Louvu?
They'd be like Trotting Valdez out there.
What about Frankie Louvu from Carolina? He's only 27.
Means your age. Gray-haired guy.
That works. I mean, I just think they could use a workhorse there that's just going to be a tackling monster.
They need somebody.
Wreak some havoc. Desperate for some help there. And it seems like there's some really good guys available at linebacker. Dan Quinn's a defensive guy. We don't want to be like all defense, but I think my perception is that it's going to be easier to attack the offense with the draft, and you're going to at quarterback. But they say that there are a ton of like really good receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of these draft experts are saying is that this particular draft is loaded with receivers and offensive linemen. Yep. Well, that's
what we need.
So you can get that in the draft and attack the other positions with free agency.
I think they need to look at secondary.
Yeah, especially if you're letting Curl go.
Because you're going to lose two starters, possibly. Possibly two starters.
Fuller's probably on the move. He's a free agent.
Yeah. Now, you would assume that, you know, you drafted two guys last year, one in the first round, one in the second. I don't know if Quan Martin's someone you want to rely on as a starter.
He maybe showed more than the other guy.
I know. I'm just saying.
They literally need – they have needs at every position, but I would say arguably D-tackle.
Right.
Every other position – and punter.
Yeah.
Every other – and don't – yeah, if you don't count special teams.
I think Joey Sly is a free agent too.
He's mediocre. He's unreliable.
I'm just throwing it out there.
He kicks it out of the end zone, but beyond that, well, he's just kind of 50-50.
Every kicker kicks it out of the end zone.
I know.
That might not be good this season.
Because?
They're moving the touchback up.
Yep.
What do you mean they're moving the touchback up to what? The 30?
35.
Yes. So was it 25? Are they moving up 10 yards or 5 yards?
10.
Yeah.
That's a substantial difference.
It's a big difference.
Huge.
Yeah.
They want some kick returns.
Yeah.
So why don't they just move the kick back? Because the guys will just...
Because you're running full speed down the field.
Trying to reduce injuries.
So you're trying to reduce the collision, but also bring kickoffs back.
Right.
Maybe they are going to try and enforce whoever their kicker is to put it in play, not kick it through the end zone.
Yep. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Gus.
I think we really have to go get Tyron Smith. I know there's the injury concerns, the age concerns, but left tackles age well. And if you're gonna draft a QB that high, you know, losing Charles Leno, it's not knowing what you have until it's gone. Because I only think Joe Alt and Fashanu are the only tackles that could give you comparable play. Everyone else is gonna have to develop, and the free agent class sucks for left tackles. I think it has to be Tyron Smith if you want to develop this quarterback.
Look, on SpotTrack.com, they have his market value as a one-year, $7.5 million deal. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you can sign him to a prove-it deal to see
what
if he can stay healthy, one-year, $7.5 million.
Right.
That doesn't mean that's actually going to happen.
You need somebody for 6 to 7 to 8 years.
Understood.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not going to sign a 33-year-old guy to a 5 or 6
year deal. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want him. Right. I don't want a stopgap.
I want
someone that's young, 26, 27 years old, that can be whoever they draft, can be that left cornerstone at tackle for years.
Look, if they can get him on the cheap for 1 year, $7.5 or $8 million, and he can help groom the younger guys that you're going to draft as well, I don't hate it.
I mean, unless,
I don't hate that
unless
idea.
They're targeting someone in the second round, because they obviously got a high pick in the second round.
Right.
If they're targeting one of these tackles in the second round, and that would be the guy, okay. Well, you're going to have a rookie left tackle and a rookie QB.
Looking at the PFF grades, Tyron Smith was the fourth-rated tackle behind Sewell, Trent Williams, and the huge guy from Philadelphia,
Jordan
Mulitalo.
We could definitely
Mulitalo.
Use the fourth-rated offensive tackle.
Yeah. Where do they have Jonah Williams rated? At left tackle from Cincy.
JP's looking.
Way down the list. I don't see him. I mean, I can double-check. Jonah Williams. You sure he's listed as tackle?
Well, he's a tackle on the
maybe he's
free
a right,
agent list.
Maybe he's a right tackle.
No, they just have it as tackles.
Oh. Let's go to
it's
Rick.
Not in the top 20.
Let's go to Rick in Charlestown. Rick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Hell, I think getting rid of Montez Sweat was a mistake. I like to see him target Daniel Hunter from the Vikings.
Daniel Hunter.
Beast. We need a good rusher. What do you think?
I'm all for it, man. It's a position of need, and they got to get some guys in there. I don't know how much they'll cost you.
Well, he's still young. He's worth, I think he's worth it. Take a look at his stats. Tell me what you think.
Oh, Daniil Hunter's a beast.
Yeah, no, he's a beast. He gets to the quarterback. I do know that.
How old is he, JP?
29.
29 is right on the edge, so to speak.
Does have 87.5 career sacks.
We could use that.
We could grabs use your that. Attention.
Jason, yeah. The reason why I didn't see Jonah Williams in the top 20
is
because Pro Football Focus ranks him 59th.
Oh, that sounds pretty
That sounds
low.
Very Andrew Wiley-ish. I guess I'd take the old man over him then.
You take Wiley?
No. I'm saying Tyron Smith.
Okay, got it.
The 33-year-old over the guy ranked 59th. I need better.
I want guys who are ranked in the top 15 or 20. I hear 59 close to 60.
That's like
it raises an eyebrow.
It's like barely starting in the league.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, we got already got.
I've
all
seen
those guys.
Jonah Williams rated a lot higher than that on other lists. Again,
I saw him rated right behind Tyron Smith on one of the lists. I'm just it's Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, like the list I'm looking at here, he's rated fifth. So they got Ty Smith 1, Onwenu 2, Trent Brown 3, Mekhi Becton from the Jets 4, and then they have Jonah Williams 5.
Here's the deal with the Commanders. Last year, according to Pro Football Focus, they had Charles Leno as one of their tackles. He was ranked 28th, and Andrew Wiley, who was ranked 33rd.
Ooh,
so you need to upgrade.
Here's the problem.
Wiley's 33rd?
Here's the problem with Jonah Williams. Didn't know this. Missed his entire rookie year with a shoulder, and then he injured his knee in the 2022 playoffs. But he's only 26.
Mm-hmm. So he's got age.
So I assume he's going to be healthy for the start of the year, but I don't know. Again, it depends on what list you're looking
Andrew
at.
Andrew Wiley was like rated twice as high as him, right?
Yeah. He was 33rd. Jonah
Andrew
Williams.
Wiley was he was number one on Eric Bieniemy's list. That's why he showed up here.
Jonah Williams, Lurch's guy, ranked 59th by PFF with an overall grade of 58.5. Meanwhile, the donks that they had grades were, let's see. The grades certainly weren't great, but way better than 58.
So Leno graded out way higher than Jonah Williams.
His boy Jonah Williams, a 58.5.
I feel like if you're going to throw Leno
overboard, locking
you better upgrade. Like, if you're not going to upgrade from Leno, well, you should still be here, right?
Yeah,
right? If you're going to get worse, what are you doing? Can't sign that guy.
But that's if you say that the PFF grade's Bible.
That's just one ranking. But the injury history is a little alarming. I would say that.
Oh, the grade isn't alarming?
No, because they're wrong on grades all the time, PFF.
Yeah, but that's pretty wrong.
Charles Leno, they gave a 72.5 overall.
Right.
Wiley had a 69.2 overall. So let's just use grades.
Last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Charles Leno was a low C.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiley was a D+.
Right.
And your boy, Jonah Williams, was a straight out F.
Well, my boy. I'm just looking at the age and the position of need.
I know.
Lurch makes a good point. People sleep on the fact that PFF is highly controversial in their grading.
Yes.
And it's not gospel at all.
It's not.
I'm looking at another one here.
Not suggesting it's gospel, but are they that far off, like a top five guy to a top 60?
Absolutely. Like, some of their stuff makes absolutely no sense. They have their own data that you're just totally separate from what your eyeballs are telling you.
Mm-hmm. Another list I'm looking at here has Jonah fourth ranked offensive
of the free
tackle.
Agents or of overall in the NFL?
Of the available free agents.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I know, but if he was so low, I mean, why would he be even in the top 10?
Potential.
Yeah, right. Maybe you're right.
I'm just so angry at Ron Rivera for where we are right now. I can't believe how decimated the roster is.
Like
it's
you said, the only position not of need is defensive tackle.
Maybe right guard. I don't think they need a right guard.
Why? Because of Cosme?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got Cosme.
Okay, that's one. But overall position, like O-line.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You need to upgrade pretty much every position group.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron, I feel like we have the most depth.
It's prioritizing
it. We have the most depth. Like at tackle, we have several guys.
So where would you prioritize it? Cakes told us where he would start.
I would have an anxiety attack.
GM, your first move.
I would have an anxiety attack.
You couldn't even pull the trigger?
Mm-mm.
I think my first move might be linebacker.
It's like a test that you haven't studied for, and you're just staring at the questions.
Yeah, what's your first move, Valdez?
Linebacker. I'm with you. It's been a position of need, I feel like, since London Fletcher.
So why are they? Why is Patrick Queen available? He's just too expensive for the Ravens right now?
Well, when you're a good team, the players want their bag. It's hard to pay everyone. So you just got to next man up it.
It looks like his average annual salary is predicted like in the 16 to 18 million range.
That's why.
How old is he, Cakes?
He's pretty young.
He's actually pretty young. I think he was drafted when he was
20.
He's 24 or 25.
Yeah.
Actually, you should steer clear of Patrick Queen.
Because?
He's fast. He's a good blitzer. He's very physical, but he didn't get good until Roquan came.
Right. That was the knock on him was. Was drafted in the first round, but didn't really progress in his first few seasons.
It was definitely slow progress. But
Sounds like Jamin.
He really didn't flip the switch until Roquan came.
He's 24.
He's not an alpha. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'll say is
a good Robin to a Batman.
Even his rookie season, though, he had over 100 tackles. Mm-hmm. And like I feel like they haven't had anybody that just gets tackles.
Mm-mm. I'm all for him.
Yeah, the guys who get tackles are in the secondary.
Remember, I'm hoping they turn Jamin into a Micah Parsons light.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will talk more NFL a little bit later in the show. Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us. Also, Tom Lavero joins us at 9 from the Washington Times here on The Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.